Good morning, everyone. We're about to start the ad hoc meeting, and if any of you are here for that and you're not yet sitting down, come on out. Okay, everyone, calling to order for the ad hoc meeting, and we're going to do the pledge with the entire meeting. But Marcy, if you would do a roll call for this meeting, please.
On the roll for the ad hoc building oversight committee meeting of February 1st, 2017, Director Canepa.
Here.
Director Haggerty. Director Hudson.
Here.
Director Miley. Director Mitchoff. Chair Committee Vice, Committee Vice Chair Ross.
Here.
And Chair Niss.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. So is there any public comment on any of the ad hoc items? I don't see any. Then in that case, could I have a motion to approve the minutes from November 16th?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any dissension on that? And if not, the minutes are approved. So now we're going to have a discussion of the 375 Beale Street acquisition transfer of funds. And this one is going to be Jeff, or is it?
Yes. Okay. Madam Chair.
Okay.
Mr. McKay will give you
Dr. McKay, go right ahead.
A brief presentation.
Thank you, Chair Niss, and members of the Ad Hoc Building Committee. We're bringing forward today an action item to transfer $9 million from reserves for the purchase of this building as a condominium. The board previously approved the purchase terms. However, if our partners propose any material changes to the purchase agreement, then we will bring it back to the board. Approval of this item, I'd like to emphasize, does not limit how much the Air District can put down from its reserves, and we will have a more general discussion of allocation of assets during the budget cycle in a couple of months. So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to review items that have been presented in the past, our financing, the condominium arrangements, and I'll touch briefly on the status of our reserves since this is a transfer out of reserves. So this is a purchase of approximately 77,000 square feet at $385 per square foot, fully furnished. It's about $30 million, and we're proposing today to move the $9 million out of reserves for the down payment. We'll own and occupy this space as part of a condominium. The financing's already been set up. The terms are shown here. Our interest rate is a security industry swap index, SIFMA, which is currently 0.66% plus 1.25%. So that would currently be just under 2%. We do have caps on this floating rate. For the first 5 years, the cap's 3.2, the following five, 4.2, after that, 5.2. Although this is a floating rate financing, the amount we would pay on any given year does not float, it's fixed. The first 10 years, $1.2 million, after that, $1.37 million. So as rates change, what changes is the number of years that we have to pay. Excuse me. I think this is better illustrated graphically. So the first 10 years, we're paying $1.2 million. After that, 1.4 almost. And then this illustrates what happens if those caps are immediately met. In other words, if interest rates spike and they remain so high that we are always at our caps, this is what our payment would be. In a more favorable circumstance, the payment each year remains the same, but the number of years we would have to pay is shorter. We're occupying the space as part of a condominium unit. The initial condo owners would be the Air District, Baja MTC, and ABAG. Commercial tenants are not part of the condominium. They lease their space from Baja. The expenses for the condominium owners are allocated according to square footage. And in addition to that, there is some space that we allow each other to use in the space that we own as condo owners, and that's called jointly used space. I'll be illustrating that in some diagrams here in a moment. It is important to point out that the Air District has taken some care to ensure that although we have a close relationship with our other partners in this condominium, we have been very deliberate in ensuring that the terms nonetheless maintain the liquidity of this asset. And so board membership limited to one member per affiliated organization. This obligation to share jointly used space terminates upon sale to any non-governmental entity, and most board actions are required to be unanimous with one vote per board member. I'm going to quickly run through the sections of the floors that we're purchasing. On the first floor here, we're not purchasing section, but we do have space that we share that's shown in the hatched area with the other condo owners. On the second floor, we own by way of easements a laboratory space. They're just now highlighted in green, and also some parking spaces. On the sixth floor, I'm not bothered with color coding because we own the whole thing. All the sixth floor is ours. The areas in white are not rentable areas. They're ducts and areas like that. On the seventh floor, we will own a portion, and that is illustrated here in green. And primarily, that's our planning folks who are cohabiting with planning folks from our partner agencies. On the eighth floor, we do not own, but we inhabit a corner for the executive offices. Since we're recommending a transfer of reserves today, let me just briefly touch again on the status of our reserves. Healthy reserve at this point, minimum reserve guidance is $16 million. In designated, undesignated reserves, we've got over $30 million. Plus, in addition, we've got $14 million remaining from the building sale, of which we're recommending today $9 million be transferred into the general fund to purchase. So this is the recommendation. Recommend to the Board of Directors to authorize the transfer of $9 million from the general fund to complete the purchase of our section of this building. That's my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
One of the things you might want to go through, Jeff, that budget went through the other day, is who actually owns and what percentage of the condo, in particular ABAG, because there's been so much discussion about ABAG, MTC, and so forth over the last several months.
Yes. So ABAG MTC at this point still own separate portions, will own separate portions of the building, the condominium arrangement. The Air District will own approximately 50% of the condominium section of the building. So that means of the section, of the part of the building that is condominium, the Air District's expense proportion is about 50%.
And how do ABAG and MTC divide it up?
ABAG and MTC, so the remaining 50% is divided between them, with MTC being the majority of that. I think ABAG is on the order of 10%.
So is it roughly, not to hold you to it forever, but is it like 50, 40, 10?
Approximately.
But everyone gets the same weight with their vote, correct?
That is correct, Chairness.
Okay, so are those the only three that will sit at the table for the voting or not?
That is correct, yes. Just those three.
Okay. Yeah. Questions, anyone? Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, Jeff. The common area maintenance charges, I assume that's set by the board. Is there any bifurcation between the governmental entities and the private entities, or are they going to give a flat rate? I know it's a really technical question. You may not have the answer for it.
No. Thank you, Director Ross. That's actually a very good question. So the Air District expects to have no expense obligations for the sections of the building for which it does not have access. So the portions of the building that are not part of the condo and are leased by Baja to commercial entities, The expenses for that will have to be borne by Baja and by the commercial entities.
Great. And who sets our CAM charge?
The board sets those charges.
Do you know what they, is there, do you have any idea what those are? Are they?
Yes, Director Ross. So when we were setting up the purchase of this building, an extensive survey was done of average cost for spaces such as this throughout San Francisco. And based on those numbers, we would expect that our condo fees, encompassing all those elements that you mentioned, will roughly be in the range of $1.3 to $1.5 million per year.
Okay. And for the rest of the board, those are like the common area maintenance charges for cleaning the bathrooms, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Power. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Is there a cap on them, or are they, is it just year to year?
There is not a cap.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Dave?
Yeah. I want to make sure I heard this right. We're paying, we the Air District are paying 50% of the common area, and it's attached to square footage? Am I missing something? Didn't equate how we'd lost a few square foot in this building?
Not Chair Hudson. So we, the percentage, the 50%, is our percentage of only the condominium portion of this building. Yeah, not of the commercially leased space. Yeah.
Are there any other questions? This is the ad hoc building committee.
I move the recommendation.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add, Jeff? If not, I think we can have a motion on this.
I'll move to authorize the $9 million fund transfer.
A second.
Any discussion about that? Okay, we move forward then if there's no dissension. Anything? Okay, in that case, that is our only item for this morning. Thanks very much, Jeff, and let's take 5 minutes to reconvene and see you back here in 10 up.
What time does our meeting start?